midnight horse rest for a minute.
Never leave a meal unfinished.
Too many poor people need the food.
Mighty glad to see you home, Horace. Fine to have you back. Fine to have you back.
Your mother's going crazy. Running around the streets like a woman possessed.
Well, here we are. It's been a long time. 5 months. You know, Horace, I wanted to come and be with you in the hospital, but I didn't know where my duty was. Here with you. But you know how much I wanted to come.
That's kind of you, Regina. There was no need to come.
Oh, but there was. 5 months lying there all by yourself, no kinfolk, no friends. Don't try to tell me you didn't have a bad time with it.
I didn't have a bad time. No, I didn't, Regina. Oh, at first when I heard the news about myself. But after I got used to that, I liked it there.
Liked it? Well, isn't that strange? You liked it so well you didn't want to come home?
That's not the way to put it. But there I was, and I got kind of used to it. Kind of to like lying there and thinking. I never had much time to think before. Time's become valuable to me.
It sounds almost like a holiday.
It was, sort of. First holiday I've had since I was a little kid.
And here I was, thinking you were in pain.
I was in pain.
And instead you were having a holiday. A holiday of thinking. Couldn't you have done that here?
I wanted to do it before I came here. I was thinking about us.
About us? About you and me. Thinking about you and me after all these years. You shall tell me everything you thought. Someday.
Regina, why did you send Zan to Baltimore?
Why? Well, because I wanted you home. You can't make anything suspicious out of that now, can you?
I didn't mean to make anything suspicious about it. Zan said you wanted me to come home. I was so pleased at that touch. It made me feel good.
Touched that I should want you home?
I'm saying all the wrong things as usual. Let's try to get along better. There isn't so much more time. Regina, what's all this crazy talk I've been hearing about Zan and Leo? Zan and Leo marrying?
Who gossips so much around here?
Regina!
Oh, it's some foolishness that Oscar's thought of. I'll explain it later. I've no intention of allowing any such arrangement. It's simply a way of keeping Oscar quiet and all this business I've been writing to you about.
What has Zan to do with any business of Oscar's? Whatever it is, you had better put it out of Oscar's head immediately. You know what I think of Leo.
But there's no need to talk about it now.
There's no need to talk about it ever! As long as I live, I've been in a hospital for 5 months. Yet since I've been here, you have not once asked me about my health. Well, I suppose they've written you. I can't live very long.
I've never understood why people have to talk about this kind of thing.
You misunderstand. I don't intend to gossip about my sickness. I thought it was only fair to tell you. I was not asking for your sympathy.
And what do the doctors think caused your bad heart?
What do you mean?
Well, they didn't think it possible, did they, that your fancy women may have...
caused my heart to be bad? I don't think that's the best scientific theory. You don't catch heart trouble in bed.
I didn't think you did. I only thought you might catch a bad conscience. In bed, as you say.
I didn't tell them about my bad conscience, or about my fancy women. Nor did I tell them that my wife has not wanted me in bed with her for... how long is it, Regina? 10 years? Did you bring me home for this? To make me feel guilty again? That means you want something. But you'll not make me feel guilty anymore. My thinking has made a difference.
I see that it has. It's foolish for us to fight this way. Well, I didn't mean to be unpleasant. I was stupid.
God knows I didn't either. Came home wanting so much not to fight, and all of a sudden there we were. Got hurt.
It's all my fault. I didn't ask about your illness because I didn't want to remind you of it. Anyway, I never believe doctors when they talk about it. But when they talk like that...
Well, we'll try our best with each other.
Oh, I'll try. Honestly, I will. Horace, I know you're very tired, but couldn't you stay down here a few minutes longer? Well, there's something I want Ben to tell you.
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'd like to now. It's very important to me. Very important to all of us. Important to your
business I've had so many letters about.
Horace would like to talk to you now.
Horace would not like to talk to you now.
I'm very tired, Regina.
Oh, please. You said we'll try our best with each other. I'll try, really, I will. Only please do this for me now. Well, you see what I've done while you've been away. How I've watched your interests. And I've done very well, too. But things can't be delayed any longer. Everything must be settled this week. Now you must tell Horace all about it. Only be quick now, because he's very tired and must go to bed. But I think your news will be better for him than all the medicine in the world.
It could wait. Horace may not feel like talking today.
What an old faker you are. You know it can't wait. You know it must be finished this week. You've been just as anxious for Horace to get here as I've been.
I suppose I have been. And why not? Horace has done Hubbard's sons many a good turn. Why shouldn't I be anxious to help him now?
Help him. Help him when you need him, that's what you mean.
What a woman you married, Horace.
Well then, I'll make it quick. You know what I've been telling you for years? I've always said that every one of us little Southern businessmen has had great things right beyond our fingertips. It's been my dream. My dream to make those fingers grow longer. I'm a lucky man, Horace. Lucky man. To dream and to get what I've dreamed of. That's my idea of a lucky man. For 30 years I've cried, bring the cotton mills to the cotton. Well, finally I got up enough nerve to go to Marshall Company in Chicago.
I know all this.
Can I get you something?
You wrote me, I know all that.
But you don't know that in the last few days, Ben has agreed to give us, well, you I mean, a much larger share.
Really? That's very generous of him.
It wasn't so generous of me. It was smart of Regina.
I explained to Ben that perhaps you hadn't answered his letters because you didn't think he was offering you enough. And that time was getting short and you could guess how much he needed you.
And I could guess he wants to keep control of the family.
Exactly. So I did a little bargaining for you. And convinced my brothers that they aren't the only Hubbards who have business sense.
Did you have to convince them of that? How little people know about each other. But you'll know better about Regina next time, eh, Ben? Now let's see. We're getting a bigger share. Who's getting less?
Oscar.
Well, Oscar, you've grown very unselfish. What's happened to you?
Oscar doesn't mind. Not worth fighting about now, eh, Oscar?
I'll get mine of you, and you can be sure of that. I've got my son's future to think of.
Leo, oh, I see. I'm beginning to see. Everybody will get theirs.
I knew you'd see it. 75,000. And that 75,000 make you a million.
Oh, it will, Horace. It will.
I believe you. Now, I can understand Oscar's self-sacrifice. But what did you have to promise Marshall Company besides the money you're putting up?
They wouldn't take promises. They wanted guarantees.
What?
Water power, free and plenty of it.
You've gotten that, of course.
Cheap. You'd think the governor of a great state would make his price a little higher, from pride, you know. Cheap wages. What do you mean by cheap wages, I says to Marshall. Less than Massachusetts, he says to me. That average is 8 a week. 8 a week, by God, I'd work for that myself. Well, in a mountain wide or a town black, they wouldn't give his right arm for $3 silver a week, eh, Horace?
No, sir.
Sure.
It'll take less than that when you get around to playing them off against each other. You can save a little money that way, Ben. Make them hate each other just a little more than they do now.
What's all this about?
There won't be any trouble from anybody, white or black. What about strikes, Marshall asked me? That's all I've been having in Massachusetts the past 3 years. What's a strike, I ask him? I never heard of one. Come south, Marshall. We've got good people. We don't stand for any fancy fool.
You're right. Well, it looks like you made a good deal for yourselves, and for Marshall, too. Your father used to say that he'd make the thousands, and you boys would make the millions. I think he was right.
Well, millions for us, too.
Us? You and me? I don't think so. We've got enough money, Regina. We'll just sit by and watch the boys grow rich. How's everything at the bank, Leo?
Fine, sir. Everything is fine. How are all the ladies in Mobile? Whatever made you think I'd understand
that? You are turning this down. Is it possible that's what you mean?
No, that's not what it means. Turn down a fortune? Horace is tired. You'd rather talk about tomorrow.
We can't keep putting it off this way. Oscar must be in Chicago by the end of the week with the money and contract.
Yes, sir. Gotta be the end of the week. No sense going without the money.
I've waited long enough for your answer. I'm not going to wait any longer.
I'm very tired now, Regina.
Now.
Horace probably has his reasons. Things he'd like explained. Tomorrow will do.
I want to know his reasons now.
I don't know them all myself. Let's leave it at that.
We shall not leave it at that. We have waited for you here like children. Waited for you to come home.
So that you could invest my money. So this is why you wanted me home. Well, I hoped. If you're disappointed, Regina, I'm sorry. But I must do what I think best. We'll talk about it another day.
We'll talk about it now. Just you and me.
Please, Regina, it's been a hard trip. I don't feel well. Please leave me alone now.
I want to talk to you, Horace. I'm coming up.
Sometimes it is better to wait for the sun to rise again. And sometimes, as our mother used to tell you, it's unwise for a good-looking woman to frown. Softness and a smile do better for the hearts of men.
Oh, let us hope she'll change his mind. Let us hope.
The paper says 27 cases of yellow fever in New Orleans. Guess the floodwaters caused it. Thought they were building levees high enough. Like the doctors always say, man born woman can't build nothing high enough in the Mississippi.
Shh!
Just suppose she don't change his mind. Just suppose he keeps on refusing.
He's tired. It was a mistake to talk to him today. He's a sick man, but he isn't a crazy one.
But just suppose it is crazy. What then?
Then we'll go outside for the money. There's plenty would give us.
And plenty who will want a lot for what they give. The ones who are rich enough to give a bit, smart enough to want. That means we've been working for them, don't it, Ben?
You don't have to tell me things I told you 6 months ago.
Oh, you're right, Dr. Murray. She'll change his mind. She always has.
People don't pass up chances like this.
Maybe. I never did believe it was going in with us.
What the hell do you expect me to do?
Nothing. You've done your almighty best. Nobody could blame you if the whole thing dripped right away through our fingers. You can't do a thing. But there may be something I could do for us. Oh, maybe I might better even say Leo could do for us. Ain't that right, son? Ain't it true you might be able to help your own kinfolk?
Popeye.
How could he help us, Oscar?
Leo's got a friend. Leo's friend has $88,000 in Union Pacific bonds. Leo's friend don't look at the bonds much. Not for 5, maybe 6 months at a time.
Union Pacific? Uh-huh. Let me understand. Leo's friend would be willing
to... Would be kind enough to lend us the bonds.
Leo?
Yes, sir?
When would your friend be wanting the bonds back?
Oh, well, I don't know.
He told me he won't look at them again till fall.
Oh, that's right. But not till fall. Uncle Horace
never... Be still!
Your uncle doesn't wish to know your friend's name.
That's a good one, not know his name.
Shut up, Leo. He won't look at the bonds again till September. That gives us 5 months. Leo will return the bonds in 3 months, and once the mills are going up, we'll have no trouble raising extra money. The marshal accept bonds.
Please go away and leave me alone.
Why not?
Good. We are lucky.
We'll take the loan from Leo's friend. I think he'll make a safer partner than our sister. When can you get them?
Today. Right now. They're in the safe deposit.
I don't want to know where they are.
We won't keep it secret from you.
Good. Draw a check from Al Parker. He can take the night train to Chicago. Well, Oscar, good luck to us.
Leo will be taken care of.
I'm entitled to Uncle Horace's share. I'd enjoy being a partner.
Oh, you would? Well, you can go to hell, you
little... Now, didn't mean that. I only want to be sure. He's going to get something out of all this.
Oh, of course. We'll take care of him. Won't be any problem with that. I'll see you at the store.
That's settled then. Come on, son.
I didn't mean just that. I was only going to say what a great day this
was. Go on.
Beg your pardon. Your chair.